Let's go to Leviticus 2.
We're studying meal offering?
Yeah, but we're studying. I want to study tonight salt.
Leviticus 2.
I'm fascinated with salt as the part of the offering. 2:13. The whole chapter 2 is about the meat offering. And we've talked about the meat offering. Its purpose is to reveal that all responsibilities and relationships, all aspects of every relationship that you can have with another human being have been met by Christ in the meat offering. Now, a part of the meat offering, however, in order that the meat offering can be accepted, in order that the meat offering is understood, in order that the meat offering is revealed to be have efficacy, is salt. And in verse 13, it's in 2:13, every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt, neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. Now, if every aspect, if the meat offering indicates that we that every aspect of relationships has been met, every aspect of man and wife, every aspect of brother, every aspect of father, son, every aspect of raising a child, every aspect of raising Jacob, every aspect of teaching Jacob has been met, but it has been met only if the offering has salt in it. What does that mean? Salt. Every oblation of the meat offering must have salt, must be seasoned with salt, and must have as its component the covenant of salt. Now, what is salt? We've said, we've heard that salt is figurative of loyalty and friendship, love, and being nice. Salt is never associated with sex.
Go ahead, speak for yourself.
Get the rod out.
What is the covenant of salt? I believe that salt is the component of eternity, and we've talked about it. But there must be the component of eternity in the offering. And in order for your offering, i.e. your relationship between people, to be met and satisfied by that meat offering, it must have the component of eternity in it. And if you walk in the light as he is in the light, then you have fellowship one with another. If you walk on any other basis, and if you have your relationship on any other basis, the relationship will fail because it does not have the component of salt. It doesn't have the component of truth. Therefore, it's time dependent. Therefore, it's just chaff and will be blown away. It doesn't matter whether it's a marriage. It doesn't matter whether it's a friendship. It doesn't matter whether it's a relationship between children. If it doesn't have the component of eternity in that relationship, spoken, understood, will fail. And the meat offering, the efficacy of the meat offering, will be as though it never happened. Now, this is why it's so important for you. Here it's natural. Here we always talk about the component of eternity, and therefore the component of eternity is always in our relationships. But if you have relationships outside of here, which all of you do, obviously, if it doesn't have the component of eternity in it, and if that isn't injected, if you don't add that salt to that relationship, to that meat offering, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of that relationship. If you haven't added that component of eternity to that relationship, it won't last. It can't last. Whether it's the relationship with your parents, just think about it. For most of you, the relationship with your parents is a disaster. Why? Look around you as children, it's obvious to see why. But the reason is because most of you have not interjected that component of eternity into the relationship. Now, there's a couple exceptions, but I remember many years ago a deal with with Larry's dad, a conversation that we had about this subject, eternity. And our relationship is never varied since then. I mean, we haven't seen each other very much, but I think he has a feeling there's some reality. And it's because that component, that salt, was added to the relationship. Now, anything else will fail. Anything else is vanity. Well, how do you do that? How can you add the component of eternity to relationship with your parents? Well, obviously, you can no longer see them as parents. You have to begin to speak about that which is eternally true, not that which is temporal.
We've seen that in some of our parties.
Yeah.
It's like until you throw some salt in the water, it's bummer.
Well, in Matthew, was it Matthew 5? Where's the salt thing in Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew 5. 6,
Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth. Have you ever said a word all of a sudden that didn't make any, didn't sound right? Thenceforth.
It sounds like a British guy.
Huh? Michael. Lord, thenceforth. Thenceforth. Good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Once, from God's standpoint, once we as believers, become time dependent, then we speak of the world. If we speak of the world will hear of us. What is the component of eternity? How do we know what that is in a thing? What is it? What is the fundamental thing that defines eternity in that's common to every discussion, that's common to every relationship, that's common? Therefore, what is salt? It just hit me. I never saw this before. The component of eternity is it is finished. Salt is it is finished. Time is nothing. Time is to be discarded. If something is time dependent, then we as believers have lost our savor and we are worth nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men.
To say that anything requires the passage of time is to lose your savor.
Amen.
Which is probably why the next two verses are right out.
You think so?
I think that if you sit in a conversation with a bunch of people that are giving breath to time and you sit there and keep your little mouth shut and let them do it, then you're sort of putting a bushel over your light if you know it's not the truth. If I guess.
Well, every sacrifice of the meat offering was sacrificed with salt. The meat offering, if we accept that it is the only offering that has to do with the relationships of people. It's the only offering that has salt in it.
You know what this makes me think of is in the late 60s, early 70s, whatever, when all the communes were springing up, and it was such a wonderful thing to see this new lifestyle. People were living together either here, there, whatever. And they all lasted, 6 months, if that long, a year, 2 years at the most, it seemed like. And it just dumped when you first started talking about that. This is what was missing. I mean, there may have been some form of salt because it was a spiritual revolution going on at the same time, but it was without the cross, if you
was without it is finished.
Without it is finished. That was, and I remember how sad I was to see them all just dropping off. No communal organization lasted. But
I remember when we met that and I remember it's caused years of problems, but there was this, and I think probably I see it clearer now than I have at any time in the past, there's always been a longing for community. I mean, that's really what you've always been about.
Yeah. And everything, every community type thing I was in, and I've been in a lot of them, they all just vanished. Fraternities vanished. All the houses in Denton, I've been in 50 problems, but they never had this element.
The biggest thing like that is the 3-day rock concert. It's like 3 days of
wow.
Yeah. That's how it only lasts 3 days.
Now we got it.
You know, it's just there and then it's gone.
Yeah. And it was painful because at the moment it was so real and there was nothing more real than that.
But it has its focus points, and that's what the people share is the focus point.
Well, there's always the potential.
But it is.
There's the potential is there. Yeah. You know, maybe what was lacking was the salt. I mean, the potential was there, you know, whenever anybody, two are gathered like that, that's the potential.
When you see, did I tell you this crazy thing that's happening at my television? I'm using the ancient cable hookup as the antenna because I don't have an antenna. And so the cable hookup, you can't get cable channels, except I can't get channel 13, and instead of channel 13, I get MTV.
That's demonic.
Huh?
That's demonic. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne is probably behind.
What's weirder is he likes it.
Yeah. No. But it's been great for this reason.
You got rhythm.
No, I know who the Nelsons are.
You can talk with the
Ozzy and Harriet.
That's funny.
It's the only ones I know about.
You know what you get if you play a country and western song backwards? You get your car back, you get your wife back.
But what I've seen is a lot of La Musique videos are concert footage, and it's fascinated me to see that kind of, that thing that you, and I mean, the reason that's fascinating to me is because I remember that's what you talked about when we first met, is that the Force. Energy.
Yeah. Why would you pay $25 for a shirt other than to be able to say later, I was there, you were too?
But it's like, it has all the elements of the mystery for a moment. It has a vehicle by which you've gotten out of yourself. You're abandoned. There's a total abandonment.
Right.
It has, by the act of the abandonment, you have the type of the death of self, the cross. You have an act of worship where it's really worship because every molecule of your body is centered and giving that importance to that act, that moment.
And it's you and a thousand others.
And it's the concept of community for a brief moment in time. It's energy beyond energy that's perceptible, that's felt, that's known, but there's no salt. It's the only thing it lacks. And that's why it can't last. Now, but I sit and I look at those kids in those rock concerts and I cry. I mean, I cried for hours the other night watching that MTV because of seeing. Well, what it keeps going is this thing that you've all heard me say. Nineteen out of every 20 who become believers do so before they reach the age of 25. After 25, only 1 in 10,000. After 35, only 1 in 50,000. After 45, only 1 in 200,000. After 55, only 1 in 300,000. After 65, only 1 in 500,000. And after 75, only 1 in 700,000. 19 out of 20 who become believers do so before they reach the age of 25. Again, we've talked. All of the disciples, with the exception of Judas, and maybe Matthew, were teenagers. The generation gap, this rebellion, is what we need to encourage. We need to...
But not in the school.
Huh? Oh, yes, I do. That's why I do it. Tell me. Tell them what I do to the teachers.
Horrible things. Well, just... I can see why you do it. I mean, it's encouraging the kids to push the limits.
I encourage them to use the system, to be afraid of no system. Jacob had to write a project, and so he didn't know what to write. So I had him write a project of how to get Joyceanna fired. I mean, these are the people that we're going to touch, that need, that want, the desire, that taste of salt in the midst of that explosion.
I think it might be a little more constructive if you just try and get him to give a day off.
Choose
a day off.
Choose my hookies.
No, but I'm sure I drive Doug and Joyce down a while, but at least we're teaching the kids to use the system so they don't get, afraid of a bureaucracy. I explained in great detail how Jacob could get me fired. And he was fascinated by that more than he was getting Joyce out of fired, I think.
In fact, we met about that.
Yeah. You know the meeting?
We're going to meet with Jacob about that.
We're meeting again tomorrow.
It's a board meeting planned for next week that you...
I haven't known about yet.
I don't know, the hold in Ferguson's becoming a very large
voting block
here.
Right.
And he may inherit this large voting block.
Salt.
What happens when salt, like they used to use salt to salt cities when they destroy them? Is that like the end of time or something, when there's so much eternity, nothing can, nothing is left in the world or something? It's like you get too much salt and it kills everything.
You don't even have to worry about getting too much. Just automatically, salt kills weeds. Salt kills everything that's not supposed to be alive.
Demons won't go near it.
Huh?
Demons won't go near it. That's right. The movie I saw. That was great.
Demons won't go near salt?
Yeah, they buried the devil's Bible in a salt flat. So he couldn't get to it.
They don't hang out near the beach.
That's great. Yeah. That's
awesome. The other thing, you cover yourself in, and the cows will come up and go to licking on you.
That's kinky.
He sounds like a banana.
See, what?
He sounds like a banana.
I know he does. He sounds like a Levite, too. He's a media whore to top it off. He sells his talents to whoever will pay him. Well... The exhortation is that we place this component, this "it is finished" component, in all our relationships. That only then can the meat offering satisfy all requirements of a relationship. Only then can by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, be realized. But what is it? I mean, a million problems, a jillion resentments. If you can bring it as finished into it, they seem to melt.
Yeah.
Like a slug.
I was looking at this thing and it had a note of Mark 9.
Yeah, Mark 9,
50.
Yeah.
Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another.
Yeah, let's go to that. Mark 9, 49, maybe.
It's wild to see a time. tying directly the relationships of peace with one another directly with the salt.
Everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltiness, wherewith shall ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Again, have salt, again, it could be, in the translation, it could easily say, have salt in yourself, and you will have peace with one another.
Eternity in yourself.
Have that component. Have the have the concept of it is finished.
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand that when we look at each other on the basis of it is finished, this thing called beauty fades. The thing called love enhances. I mean, you know, the only reason Tyra and I are still together is because I see and she sees the idea that we will spend eternity together. It is finished. We will grow old together. I mean, she's beautiful, but you know, this is much more important. I mean, if without the salt, then we have to meet each other's standards of behavior. Without the salt, then we have to measure up to each other's idols. The salt melts the idols. The salt within us just melts the idolatry in the same way it melts slugs.
Yeah, when reading that part about pray we should be salted with fire, you know, the affliction that, I mean, all men are afflicted, like the rain comes on them,
just as
bad on all people in this, you know, but that is the difference between if you see that this time is just part of the process.
Yeah.
It's not the end, and what takes place in it is not the end. It's just working something out, and you know, everything fades after that. Every once in a while, you know, you pick up that. Sometimes, you know, you share that outside of here. You know, for a moment of time, there's that spark of fellowship. And but something, I don't know if it's the...
Brad and I were talking in the backyard. And I hope you'll forgive me for telling a story. But we were talking in the backyard about this. And all of a sudden, his face started glowing. There was something that, I don't even remember what it was, but there was something that was said that he had buried, but he knew was true, and because I can't, you know. And then when I said it, it brought it to it, boom. And that was me. I was going to not tell anybody, but I guess with him here, Brad is doing two things. Okay, you want to tell him?
What are you doing?
What
the heck are you doing?
What are you doing,
what
Brad?
What the hell is this guy?
Who is this guy?
You got to run. He's doing a piece on the Observer. I'm only doing this was pretty, you know, and also probably going to do profiling the door. Yeah. Cool. Also trying to repair any damage done by the last time, or the last thing I saw about Ellie, which was that last piece of the Dallas Morning News, which that wasn't my purpose when I came here, but that needs to be done. So.
I don't know, I don't remember.
It just made it seem institutional around here instead of just, I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't even finish reading it.
You said the door, what do you...
Wittenberg
you
door.
Wittenberg. Is it, you work for them too?
Yeah, he's a freelance writer. He wrote that definitive, where's the cover? Do I have it?
Oh, is that legal reading now?
He wrote...
Yeah. I would have to read that. He wrote
the piece on Tilton in the Wittenberg door. He's the one that snuck into the church and they got the armed guards escorted him out of the church. And then he also wrote the piece on his cat, Walker Raleigh Bailey, that was denuded and he was trying to get peeled by his cat watching Tilton told me this one. It's a great story if you haven't seen it.
I remember that story.
Well, I don't feel like talking anymore. I don't know why.
Man, you're tired of talking.
Let's think about salt.
We are
salt.
Yeah.
Understand salt. The peace off the meat offering is of no efficacy unless it has the component of salt within it. Does everybody understand that?
Maybe next time you can talk about what covenant salt.
I was gonna do that right now, but I decided that would be too time consuming.
What?
The covenant of salt.
I never.
Anybody have anything else to talk about?
Just trying to understand, is it the idea of eternity, and specifically your relationship with Tyra and kind of what I've mentioned with purification, that the idea of eternity is finished, the abiding in the cloud, whether between individuals, where there is no options, and finally the salt takes all those options away to where there's just a rest between
melts all the
individuals
slugs.
And then if as a body that occurs, we enter into a Sabbath rest. And
it's another way of looking at the picture. It's I mean there's only one parable, there's only one story. And the salt is one view of it, the seed versus the chaff is another view of it. You know, it's all the same story but a thousand ways of looking at it. Communicates to us by these word pictures, these parables, just tell spiritual truth. Anybody have anything else? Take it, big guy.
Yeah,